SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
State ascoltando SBS Italian.
E parliamo adesso di politica australiana. John Pesutto, leader dell'opposizione del Victoria, candidato premier per il Partito Liberale alle elezioni statali che si terranno a fine 2026, è venuto a trovarci la settimana scorsa negli studi di Melbourne. Abbiamo fatto la stessa richiesta alla premier Jacinta Allan, che non si è al momento resa disponibile per un'intervista con SBS. Nome quello di Pesutto, comparso spesso negli ultimi giorni su tutti i giornali perché la Corte federale ha stabilito che Pesutto aveva diffamato l'ex deputata statale del Partito Liberale Moira Deeming.
I've also found that Mrs. Deeming has established that the publication of each of the five impugned publications has caused or is likely to cause serious harm to her reputation. I have concluded that the appropriate award of damages to Mrs. Deeming for non-economic loss is $300,000 and I have declined to make any award for aggravated damages.
Questa è la voce del giudice David O'Callaghan, nella cui sentenza si legge che il leader dei liberali del Victoria dovrà pagare $300,000 oltre alle spese legali. La denuncia era partita dopo alcune dichiarazioni di Pesutto sulla partecipazione dell'allora deputata Deeming a una manifestazione dell'associazione Let Women Speak contro i diritti delle persone trans tenutasi il 18 marzo del 2023 a Melbourne. In quell'occasione si erano infiltrati simpatizzanti neonazisti che si erano schierati sulle scalinate del Parlamento del Victoria esibendo più volte il saluto nazista. L'evento aveva provocato grande scalpore, tanto che poi il governo statale aveva successivamente messo al bando il saluto nazista.
E Pesutto aveva definito la Deeming simpatizzante appunto dei neonazisti e la deputata era stata prima sospesa e poi espulsa dal gruppo parlamentare del Partito Liberale. Nonostante questo la Deeming aveva continuato la sua battaglia legale e poi vinto la causa per diffamazione. Ascoltiamola all'uscita dal tribunale.
I don't think that he's proven himself trustworthy, so it's not up to me to make that kind of call. Would I like to? I have every right to be there. I did nothing wrong. Everything, all the accusations that were made about me, they were just disproven in court.
John Pesutto è stato intervistato da noi prima della sentenza. Noi di SBS Italian avevamo richiesto un commento alla decisione della Corte, alla quale ci è stato risposto di utilizzare le dichiarazioni rilasciate dallo stesso Pesutto nella conferenza stampa da lui indetta subito dopo la sentenza. In quell'occasione il leader dei liberali del Victoria aveva sottolineato la distanza tra la questione personale e l'impegno politico. Ascoltiamone un estratto.
Now today's decision by the Federal Court is obviously a very disappointing outcome. But I respect the court's decision. So I do accept that the court has delivered this decision, as disappointing as it is. I do wish to emphasise, though, for all Victorians, that I've always been a fighter, and I've always been a fighter for the right reasons and for the right people, the Victorian people. And that's why I will continue in this role, now more than ever. I don't want any Victorians to be worried about how I'll pay my bills. My chief concern is how Victorians will pay their bills in a cost of living crisis.
E questa linea presentata da Pesutto sembra simile a quella che aveva mostrato nei nostri studi qui a SBS, quando aveva sottolineato che la posizione di leader comporta delle inimicizie, che questo fa parte del gioco, ma secondo lui questo non lo distoglierà dalla sua missione, che è quella di vincere le prossime elezioni statali nel 2026. Le abbiamo chiesto chi teme di più, Jacinta Allan o il suo stesso partito, il Partito Liberale?
Look, as an opposition leader, Andrea, you've seen politicians come and go. You've covered politics for a long time. It's always a challenge for a political leader. Always. Don't believe anyone who tells you that they've got unanimous. You can't make everybody happy all the time, but I know why I'm here. I know why I'm seated in front of you now. I know what my job is over the next 2 years. And I can promise you, Andrea, I know what my job is if I'm given the privilege and honour of serving as Premier.
E questo per quanto riguarda le ultime notizie che riguardano Pesutto, il cui nome continua a comparire sulle prime pagine dei principali quotidiani. L'ultima notizia è che venerdì si terrà, dopodomani, una riunione speciale del Partito Liberale per discutere della riammissione di Moria Dimming al gruppo parlamentare. Come abbiamo detto, il leader dell'opposizione era venuto a trovarci nei nostri studi e quindi avevamo approfittato per chiedergli cosa pensasse Pesutto di SBS.
I've been here regularly, Andrea. I talk to your colleagues. This is the first time we've spoken, and I'm very grateful for this opportunity, but I've been here before. Spoke to Kassa in relation to Ethiopian media. Spoke to Panos doing a Greek interview just a few weeks ago. So I want this to be a regular occurrence where I'm meeting with you and your colleagues and talking to the communities you serve. I'm also here today talking to SBS generally about how government and parliaments can partner with SBS to promote the objectives of SBS, which is a cherished institution in Australian life, turning 50 next year, so very keen to support SBS.
E poi con Pesutto abbiamo parlato di cronaca, di politica e poi anche della sua vita personale. E in questi ultimi giorni un episodio che è accaduto in Vittoria e che ha colpito la comunità, a cui abbiamo chiesto poi a Pesutto la sua posizione, è stato l'incendio appiccato alla sinagoga Hadass di Ripponlea a sud di Melbourne e gli eventi poi intimidatori a Sydney che sono seguiti, che hanno visto la reazione del mondo politico. Ascoltiamo cosa ha detto a questo proposito John Pesutto.
I think it's really important that we protect people in our multicultural communities and our faith communities to be able to practice their faith and also live their way of life. And that's what Australia is supposed to guarantee and promise to everybody who comes to our shores. So we're very concerned to see laws in place that protect particularly places of worship because people need that protection. And whether it's an attack on a synagogue or some other religious institution or location, it tells everybody that they're at risk. So right now we're seeing rising acts of anti-Semitism, but I think we all know, Andrea, that left unchecked, this will spread to other groups. And we need to send a strong message, I think, that our multiculturalism and our democratic freedoms are precious. We've got to protect them. And so we have to come down very hard on people who threaten the freedoms and dignity that people are entitled to have. So that's the first thing, putting in place some stronger laws, and we've suggested that we'll work with the government. We don't imagine that we should achieve this in a contested way. We would like to be able to work constructively with the government. We also need to give Victoria Police the resources to protect people as well.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Certo è che il problema sembra essere più ampio, riguardare quindi il razzismo a tutto tondo. Questo almeno è quello che si evince da un recente studio della Victoria University, secondo cui il 75% degli intervistati ha subito casi di razzismo, ma solo il 16% le ha denunciate negli ultimi 12 mesi. Pesutto, oltre all'incarico di leader dell'opposizione, ha anche quello di ministro ombra per gli affari multiculturali e gli abbiamo dunque chiesto dove, secondo lui, sia il problema di una nazione che fa del multiculturalismo una bandiera.
I think it's a constant challenge that societies have, and we have, you know, with SBS for 50 years, but with laws and cultural change, always strived to improve understanding and awareness. But it's something that I think is innate in the human condition, Andrea, that means that we're always going to have to be vigilant to protect the rights of people to be who they are and to practice whatever faith or no faith, if that's what they want, just to respect those freedoms. So It does concern me a lot that it feels at times that we put all this work in. We have laws, we have culture change, we have educational resources that are available in schools and organisations. We promote a culture of not just tolerance, but embracing different cultures. And yet we still see outbreaks of what is clearly racist behaviour. And it just is a reminder to me as a political leader and as the alternative premier that it's something we always have to keep working at. And that awareness piece is just something we're always going to have to build. And we can only hope that over time we build greater understanding. But at the end of the day, we have to instill particularly in younger generations coming through, that the democracy is that we have is only as strong as what we put into it by way of our own commitment to the values that underpin that democracy. It could fall apart at any point if we desert it. And so we have to build that commitment to the principles. Laws take you a long way, but they're not enough if people don't believe in it.
Nella nostra conversazione, oltre ai temi dell'attualità, abbiamo parlato della storia personale, dell'origine italiana di John Pesutto, nato in Victoria nel 1970 da genitori calabresi arrivati in Australia negli anni 60 del Novecento, è cresciuto a Traralgon, qui ricorda con orgoglio la sua famiglia.
Yeah, I'm very proud of my parents. They came here from Calabria in the early 1960s. So Dad came here on a boat called the Flaminia. And I reckon, Andrea, that many listeners would either themselves, if they're older, or have had parents or grandparents who came here on the Flaminia. And equally, 2 years later in 1963, my mum came out on the Galileo Galilei. And I know many people came to Australia on that boat. So very famous vessels. And I think the names of them echo through time. I had someone come up to me recently, Andrea, and say, you know, my auntie came out on the Galileo Galilei. It's amazing.
E adesso Pesutto è il candidato del Partito Liberale che sfiderà, come detto precedentemente, la premier in carica Jacinta Allan alle elezioni del 2026. Sì, mancano ancora 2 anni, ma come si sa, le campagne elettorali sono ormai perenni. Pesutto, che rappresenta l'ala moderata dei National e che alle primarie di partito del 22 l'aveva spuntata per un voto sul conservatore Brad Bettin, ha chiaro cosa intenderà fare qualora riuscisse a interrompere il decennio targato Labour.
So the first thing we've got to do, Andrea, is try and get control of the debt. And I say that because I know for our listeners it might seem that debt's some distant concept, but debt is the reason we have high taxes, and particular land tax for a lot of our listeners who've worked hard and saved up for properties. They now have to sell those properties because the taxes are too high, because our debt is too big. It's why our health services are being run down, our education, our roads, all of those things. So if you say what's at the top of the list, do most urgently, we've got to fix the debt problem, because then we can start reinvesting in hospitals and police and nurses and teachers.
E poi in conclusione abbiamo chiesto a Pesutto in cosa si sente più italiano. Ascoltiamo.
Oh, that is a really tough question, Andrea. There's a few candidates. Can I put them forward? Food and Italian food, obviously, and the science and art and romance of food. That would be the first thing.
In personality, within your personality, when you...
Andrea, I got Calabrese blood running through my veins. What do you think? Can't you see the animation, the gesticulation of my hands? I should say, just funny, you know, growing up as a kid, and it's never quite left me, but because Australia never used to make the World Cup, you know, you'd always followed the Azzurri, right? Not just Paolo Rossi, Bruno Conti, probably before your time. You wouldn't know these names.
I do.
You do. Okay, you do. But, you know, that... I mention that because that was a very deep and passionate connection with my father and mother in the homeland, and watching them play in the World Cup, although they haven't made the last couple of World Cups, sadly. But that's a very part of our Italian upbringing. And then just the traditions, you know.
So in 2006, you were cheering when Grosso fell in the box.
That was a tough match, because you've got to understand, for all my life, I'd loved watching the Azzurri. And the way they play soccer is very much how I've approach life. It might be the way the Italians, like a strong defense, you know, don't worry too much about forward, just strong defense. Don't let them... So it's kind of, you know, in politics, it's not too dissimilar. Make sure you've got yourself set up. You're on strong foundations. The forward, worry about that, you know, secondary, but you know, that approach. So there's some aspects of it. And yeah, I think just the personality, I think it does come through, that
Calabrese. Yeah, they call it catenaccio, the system of defense. So
yeah.
Apply to politics from right, today. Pesutto, thank you very much.
Prego.
Volete ascoltare altre storie come questa? Potete trovarle su Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify o ovunque scarichiate i vostri podcast.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets.
hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.